الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيها الناس إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا وإن الله أمر المؤمنين بما أمر به المرسلين فقال يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم ثم ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء يا ربي يا رب ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنى يستجاب لذلك. Alhamdulillah, with the Fazal Karam and Ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find ourselves once again on the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Last night, Wa Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Haq Magda Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, amongst other things that Hazrat spoke about, one of the things Hazrat was talking about the type of food that we are eating. And whether what we are eating, it is halal, it is haram. Now this is very, very important because this has a direct link with our a'mal. When a person, his body is nourished with haram, then automatically, even the good that he is carrying out, he doesn't perceive the noor of it. Doesn't perceive the noor of it. And he doesn't have a drive anymore to carry out good deeds. And he becomes very weak against his nafs. Last night, I had to go to the hospital. So I met one doctor there. I don't know him. First time we met. So he made Muslim doctor, made salam, etc. So then he told me, he said, I'm a stomach doctor. Now they must be having some term for it. But he was a simple man, you know, elderly person. He said, I'm a stomach doctor. As long as you got no stomach problems, you're okay. So that is true for the physical body. And it is also true spiritually. Once this haram ghiza goes into the system, this affects everything. It affects everything. It affects the proper functioning of the spiritual heart. The spiritual heart becomes corrupted with haram ghiza. So, this beautiful hadith sharif, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala narrated that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O people, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. And Allah ta'ala only accepts that which is pure. So this goes for our a'mal also, that those actions that are done according to how Allah wants it with the correct niyat, Allah will accept that. If there is corruption in the action or it is being done in a way that Allah Ta'ala doesn't want it to be done like that, sometimes the action is carried out correctly but the intention is corrupted. Sometimes the intention may be correct but the action is corrupted. Both won't be accepted by Allah. A corrupted action with a good niyat doesn't make the action good. And then this also goes with regards to our charities, etc. if we are giving charities, but that charities is from haram wealth, then Allah Ta'ala is not going to accept that charity. There's no sawab for that charity. We're giving charities, but that money was acquired through zulam, through extortion, through some deception. So Allah Ta'ala is not going to accept that kind of charities. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed the believers with the same instruction which He gave to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the messengers, the rasuls of Allah Ta'ala alayhi salam. The same instruction Allah Ta'ala gave to the believers, same instruction Allah Ta'ala gave to the messengers. So Allah Ta'ala instructed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Ya ayyuhar rusulu kulu minat tayyibati wa'amalu salihah. That O messengers, eat of that which is pure and carry out good deeds. Carry out good deeds. Inni bima ta'amaluna alim. Verily, I am aware of what, of your actions. Whatever you are doing, I am aware of it. So this is the instruction given to the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, alayhimu salatu wassalam. Then in another place in the Quran Sharif, Allah Rabbul Izzat addresses the general body of believers. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, that O you who have brought iman, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. Eat of the pure things which we have provided for you. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't restrict us. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give us like a very, very, you know, such a restricted choice when it comes to food. All Allah Pak wants is that we must eat what is pure. Right? And when we don't eat that which is pure, then we find, as I said in the beginning, that tawfiq to do good, we find that that becomes weakened. And that resolve to stay away from guna, that becomes weakened. And then no matter how much zikr the person is making and whatever good the person may be doing, it doesn't have its desired effect because the inside is polluted. So you will find many a time a person goes to a hakim, etc. And the person has got certain ailments. So the hakim will tell him that, see, first we have to do a cleanse. First we have to clean up because you got so much of, you know, infection or impurity or whatever in the body, that even if we give you dawa, it's not going to have its desired effect. Because your liver is fatty, it can't break down the dawa. Your digestive system is not right. You can't even digest the dawas properly. So first we have to do a cleanup. You have to do a cleansing. Right? After we do the cleansing, then we can give you dawa. Then now the dawa will have its desired effect. So like that, when the body is nourished with haram, and this haram, I'm just digressing a little bit from the main topic, this haram is not only in food. Haram is even in guna, any guna. As soon as a person gets involved in a guna, then there is a darkness that comes over the heart. Darkness comes over the heart. It's like an eclipse. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Ismail Asam Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this. Like an eclipse. That the moon, it gets its light from the sun. Right? Now when the earth comes in between, now it goes dull. Because it's not getting that light now. So we get nur from Allah Ta'ala. Sakina comes from Allah Ta'ala. When a guna comes in between, now it's like an eclipse. Now we're not getting that sakina. We're not getting that full nur. So this has an impact on our lives. Right? So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then, in the same hadith sharif now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave the example of a man. that he is undergoing a long journey. It's a long suffer. Now a musafir's duas are accepted. This thing is not the volume. It's this echo. I don't know why they put echo. So, a musafir, his duas are accepted. He's far from home. He's on suffer. He's undergoing the hardships of a journey. So, a musafir's duas are accepted. So, this person, his duas are supposed to be accepted now because he is a musafir. Over and above that, ash'ath, aghbar, his hair is unkempt, his clothing, his body is dusty. So now, his outward form also is supposed to attract the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That's why when the person goes for Hajj, the person goes for Umrah, person is in Ihram, right? So while the person is in Ihram, so he doesn't put itar, he doesn't worry about cutting nails, combing the hair. He goes in front of Baytullah, unkempt, disheveled, dusty. Nowadays, no dust also. We're traveling all first class and air condition and everything. But you can imagine the people of the past, how they must have been coming, traveling with their camels, their horses, walking, dusty, perspiring. By the time they reach Baytullah, and then they come and raise their hands in front of Baytullah, crying to Allah Ta'ala. Nobody worships Baytullah. Worshipping Allah Ta'ala. So now this musafir is like that. Ash'az, Akbar. And over and above that, Yamuddu yadehi ila sama. He got his hands raised to the skies. And he's crying out, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabb. Oh my Allah, oh my Rabb, oh my sustainer. Right? So the outward, everything is supposed to now be such that it must attract the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and his dua must be accepted. Right? But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what is the condition of the person? وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ His food is haram. وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ His drink is haram. وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ The clothing he's wearing is haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ So where is this person's dua now going to be accepted? Where is his dua going to be accepted? So, Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to make dua, then he used to say, our homes are on interest. Our clothing is on interest. Motor cars on interest. The carpet in the house is on interest. And now we're crying to Allah Pak. Now where is that dua going to be accepted? So Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Haq Magda Sahib Daun Barakatu, he mentioned a very beautiful thing. You see, generally the ummah, people who are dini conscious, right? So they still have this consciousness that I must eat halal. Now, whatever everybody's level will be different. Everybody's level will be different, right? Some person, he'll have more ihtiyat. He'll want to be more on the safe side, more strict, more cautious. Another person, he may not be so cautious. Some person, as long as there's some certificate there, right, whatever certificate, he can't even understand what's a certificate. Sometimes there's no certificate to this, just wrote their halal. And the Arabic spelling of it too may be wrong too. But it is, no, halal, but it's written there, halal. That's his level. Another person, he say, no, I trust a certain certifying body. They must have that certificate there, then only. Another person, he say, no, I trust all the bodies. I got justice, all the bodies I trust. Why must I have bad gumani about anybody? Yeah? I must have good opinion about everybody. You know? So I trust all the bodies. And another person, he say, but I don't trust no bodies. I don't trust any of these bodies now. It's my responsibility to eat halal. So I must make sure that what I'm eating is halal. These bodies, where they are there the whole time to check.
They're not going to come with me in my qabr to answer. So I rather just be careful. So everybody's, but there is some awareness that look, I must eat halal. But what is happening today? One is in this eating industry. Hazrat spoke last night about this eating out and even the extravagance in our wadimas and all these things. How can all that be tayyib? In fact, Hazrat mentioned that today you try to even accept somebody's dawat. You don't know what you're going to be fed. Because the consciousness in the ummah is gone so low. Everything goes, anything and everything goes. Everybody got one fatwa for something. But what is a bigger worry? Because this eating thing still will say, okay, you know what, I must check up now. I can only eat in a Muslim restaurant, you know. But the other worry is the earnings. With regards to the earnings, there is not much thought going into that. Al-Mu'is Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to explain this point, then he used to say, sab kuch andar maskal andar. You're not worried how it's coming, halal, haram, what, as long as I'm making the money, no, finish, carry on. Now, why is this happening? That a person is not worried how he's earning, right? The lady, she's not worried that I'm going to work over there, and apas also. I'm going to work there, now I have to interact with this male principal who's a na-mahram. I just need the job. I'm just there for the job. The other woman is gone to the corporate world. She has to travel sometime with this male manager and boss and everything. But no, I need the money, I need the job. The man sometime is earning haram, he's selling stolen goods in his shop, he's selling things that are of a haram nature, or he's, whatever his dealings may be, he's underpaying his staff also, just so he must make more money. Why? Because we want to spend more than what we're earning. We want to spend more than what we're earning. And this thing starts from small. Students also, they got no consideration. They just want something, no, I must get it. Just phone home, give an order. I need this, I need that, I need that. Say, but bhai, now how are we going to get it to you? No car coming. No, courier guy, just send it. You're feeding the nafs. You can't make no sabr and say, look, I got food. What I need all these extras for? So let me just make sabr and eat this. My parents finish pay my fees. That already is such a big expense. They must transport me up and down. That's another expense. Now why must I put more expense on their head now? I want to consume and spend more than what I'm earning. So the person is in a business. Allah Pak is giving him rozi. No, he wants to dictate to Allah Pak what rozi he wants. He finished, go and commit himself with so many things. Now if that business is not doing well, now he wants to go and start dealing in forex on the internet. He wants to go and start dealing in all these funny sites. Advanced selling and this selling and this coin and that. There's so many gray areas in this thing. And you will be surprised that who's dealing in all this? The people that are super rich. They got so much money, but they're not enough. Why? Because the expenses are more than the money. The expenses are more. So we mustn't be like this. And then this just being very irresponsible with regards to what we're eating. Just go and eat anything. Just go and whatever just comes, you just go. This takeaway open, I must go and eat there. That restaurant open, I must go and eat there. I don't know if I told you people, but one person They experienced this thing themselves. They gave me this experience. Right? That they went to one restaurant and they're all ordering now in that restaurant. The one person ordered some steak dish. So the person, the waiter taking the order, told that person, you know what, I don't think we got steak, but let me just go and find out from the manager. So he went there, they talking, came back. He said, no, don't worry, we got steak. So this person now is wondering what happened here. Anyway, you see one staff from the restaurant went outside. So this fellow, smoking is a bad habit, but that day his cigarette saved him. So, but you don't think now cigarette gonna save you. Smoking is bad. So anyway, he went outside. He said, now they're still gonna make my food and everything. So he went outside, said, have a cigarette. He went outside, he sees that staff member going next door to the kafir butchery and bought the steak. And he's coming back in the shop. He got a shock. He went inside, he's making a noise with the manager. So what you doing? The manager is fighting with him. Who gave you the right to follow my staff? And yet they got a big halal certification in the shop. So how do you trust halal certificates and all that? How do you trust? So we must be careful about what we're consuming. You just want to eat anything and everything and whatever, you just eat it. So this will affect us. Hazrat was mentioning last night, I can't remember which buzurg he mentioned. This buzurg, one person gave him one laddu. May have been some khushi ka moka or whatever, they're distributing sweetmeats. They gave him one laddu. Now you think a laddu now, nothing in one laddu now. So he ate it. But you all know what is laddu. It's a type of a sweetmeat, right? So anyway, he ate it. After he ate the thing, he's saying, what a condition overcame him, that all of a sudden he's just getting this inclination towards guna, kabira gunas. He has to restrain himself with so much of force not to get involved in a kabira guna. He's wondering what happened. I'm making my scar, everything I'm doing now, where this thing came from? And then he realizes the thing I ate. So we are just going to town, just this takeaway, that restaurant, just buying this. Today one person sent me one, say, Mohan, just look at the list of savories. So when we were growing up, you knew there was something called a samosa, something called a bhajia, something called a pie. Puri patta too there was. Four or five different things and that was it. And that too, you only got that in Ramadan Sharif. Now, this has become a whole industry. Now when it has become a whole industry, now where are you going to get so much fillet from? The chicken only give you that much fillet. So where all this thing is being sourced? It makes one wonder. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Give us tawfiq. One is our earnings must be halal. Then what we consume must be halal. Our business practices must be correct. Because whatever we eat, this is going to directly impact on our amal. Ramadan Sharif too is coming. Today you find big people, they're not fasting. Why are you not fasting? I got diabetes. Diabetes didn't come out today. There was diabetes all along. The people before too, they were taking insulin and everything. But they had taqwa in them. I can't leave my roza. Today, one doctor, the doctor himself is not a namazi too. We're not pointing fingers at anybody. But the mufti says you must ask a deendar doctor. Now it is any doctor that will, no. Sharia gives, concession. The person's diabetes problem is not so bad also. You know, it's concession. So many people, they're not fasting. And then when they're not fasting, they're bold about it. Eating openly. When we were growing up, our mothers, we didn't even understand what was happening. At that time, there was a lot of sharam haya. But a lady, certain time in the month, she's not reading, she can't fast. Despite that, they will behave like they are fasting. They didn't have too much ilm. But they would behave, they would wake up for sehri, they won't eat all day. They'll eat again iftar time, like as if to say they're fasting. And today for trivial things, person is not fasting, openly is smoking, is eating. No, I got diabetes. There's no concern anymore. All this, a lot of it is because of what we're consuming and how we're earning. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah give you tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Wa akhir da'ana, alhamdulillah.